Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bruce Boisclair. Batting second, the second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third, the left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Mike Vale. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Roy Steger. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mickey Lolick. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting second, the shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting third, the left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Gary Thomason. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Chris Spear. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mike Sadek. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ed Halicki. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ed Halicki. And now, play ball. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomason fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Halicki drops the ball. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boisclair moves to third. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner takes first base on ball four. Milan moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spear fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Boisclair scores. Milan moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 1, Giants, 1. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mercer. The throw from Hodges and he is out, Milan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Roy Steger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steger strikes out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. the Giants will come to bat. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mickey Lolik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolik strikes out. One out. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0 for 1 in the game. Boisclair strikes out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Halicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halicki hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Halicki. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Halicki steals second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0 for 1 in the game. Vale hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Steger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steger is 0 for 1 in the game. Steger hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vale. Mercer reaches second base with a double. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0 for 1 in the game. Reitz hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mercer moves to third. One out. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomason for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomason scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harrelson for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Mickey Lolick. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Nino Espinosa now pitching. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek is 0-for-1 in the game. Sadek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Halicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halicki is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Halicki bunts towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Milan covering, for the out. Sadek moves to second. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-2 in the game. LeMaster is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0-for-2 in the game. Boisclair strikes out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Milan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Milan. The throw from Sadek and he is out, LeMaster applying the tag. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Milner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Milner moves to third. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-2 in the game. Vale hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vale. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mercer hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Reitz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vale. Reitz reaches second base with a double. Matthews scores. Mercer moves to third. It's 2-1, Giants. Gary Thomasson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomasson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomasson is walked intentionally. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Vale catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Vale. Mercer tags and scores. Wrights tags and moves to third. Thomasson tags and moves to second. One out. It's 3-1, Giants. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sadek is walked intentionally. Ed Halicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halicki is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Halicki strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 3 in the game. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Wright scores. Thomasson moves to third. Sadek moves to second. It's 4-1, Giants. Bob Myrick now pitching. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 3 in the game. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomasson scores. Sadek scores. Herndon moves to third. It's 6-1, Giants. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herndon scores. LeMaster moves to second. It's 7-1, Giants. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Mercer hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Darrell Evans now playing first base. Gary Thomasson now playing right field. Roy Steger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steger is 0 for 2 in the game. Steger hits a pop-up towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Mike Phillips pinch hits for Bud Harrelson. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodges moves to second. Joe Torre pinch hits for Bob Myrick. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a fly ball into right field. Thomasson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair is 0 for 3 in the game. Boisclair hits a fly ball into right field. Thomasson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Phillips now playing shortstop. Ken Sanders now pitching. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wrights hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Thomasson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomasson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thomasson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vale. Thomasson reaches second base with a double. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Sadek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sadek hits a fly ball into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Milan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sadek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Herndon. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Pepe Manguel pinch hits for Mike Vail. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Pepe Manguel now playing right field. Ed Halicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Halicki is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Halicki hits a fly ball into center field. Boisclair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. LeMaster hits a fly ball into right field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker is 0-for-3 in the game. Staker hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on LeMaster. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Foster pinch hits for Ken Sanders. Leo Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 7, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.